Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Let's go to the lines. We got Jamal waiting on us in Atlanta. Good morning, Jamal.
How you doing?
What's up, Jamal?
You?
Doing well. Got a question for you in regards to the GHSAB classification. I coach high school sports here in the Atlanta area. And for clarification, would they be reclassifying the entire school based on the athletic program results, or would it be individual sports? So my question is, there are some schools that are in the higher classification because of the school population, and they do really well in certain auxiliary sports, you know, maybe flag football, softball, things like that. But they're horrible in basketball and football. So would the entire school receive the same classification, or would they identify it per sport?
Thanks for the call, Jamal. And I'm glad you asked this, because we have had a number of people that have weighed in and chimed in on socials that have called in and asked the same question. And here's what I'll say. I have received from the people I know that are involved in high school sports, as you know, Day-Day and everybody else that, you know, around here, I've received two different answers. I cannot get a clear answer. I actually text Rusty Manziel a minute ago to see if he could clarify for me, because I don't know what the answer actually is to that. Here's what I'll say, though. It only makes sense if you go sport to sport. And I think what Jamal is saying that he's kind of in fear of is that, you know, one sport's really good in football, and then they don't care if they suck in basketball because they want to stay down in football. I think that's the only way that this reclassification thing actually makes sense. But as soon as I actually get a concrete answer, and hopefully maybe Rusty Manziel can call somebody and get something, you know, kind of concrete on that, I will update everybody, because I honestly do not know. And the article that's in the AJC doesn't really outline very clearly which exactly it is either. So we'll try to figure that out.
Well, a buddy, a guy I've known since I was five, I'm not going to say where he works because he's moved around, but he said, I just heard y'all talking about the competitive balance this morning on the radio. He's like, I have some input. It's complete trash. It's very unpopular from the school standpoint, and total cop-out. Now, I'm not going to say where he works and what he does, but he is involved in high school athletics. He's not a fan, and I'm asking for more input on why he doesn't like it, but there is a lot of mixed opinions on this.
All right, back to the lines we go. Will in Atlanta. Good morning, Will.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I'm not with the GHSA reclassifying. I'm not at all. it's almost like a participation trophy now. To be trying to make it like this. Like, for me, growing up in Atlanta, like, we played a hard region, but we might have had, like, schools like North Atlanta that wasn't good in sports. But even though they wasn't good in sports, it gave a couple of kids that went to a sorry school, it gave them a chance to showcase their talent and get recruited playing against a good team that they might not have got recruited playing against a weaker team. So I think you kind of want to be careful when you talk about reclassifying, because it might not give the kids, especially with the transfer portal now, it might not give those weaker schools that got $2 or $3 for their team, might not give them a chance to get that recruited because they won't be playing against the top competition. That's kind of like a slippery slope, what you're doing.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with kind of what your initial sentiment is. The only thing I'll kick back on, Will, is that these schools already are not playing under the same rules. Like, if these were all the same rules and you were kind of playing that way, but when you have city schools meet county schools, meet private schools, and they're all going about it a different way, and then to your point, you talked about the transfer portal, you have school choice all over Atlanta right now, and these kids are kind of allowed to go wherever they want to go for the most part. And so I'm with you. I don't want the participation trophy either, but I also would love just a balanced league. We talk about it. I say it all the time. The NFL is the most popular league in the world because of the fact that it's completely fair. The salary cap is fair for everybody. The draft is fair for everybody. There's no luxury tax or anything like that. So I don't know, man. I'm with you, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring it up on today's show. I don't really know how I feel, and I'm getting some texts now about kind of the point system it looks like they might use to reclassify based on each sport at an individual school. Man, it just – you start getting down in the weeds of this thing. There's a lot of small, subcategories when it comes to some of this stuff. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on it. I'm with you off the top, though. I don't want the participation trophy. I just want everybody to be under similar rules. That's all.
Let's get in our last caller. We got Jasper waiting on us. Good morning, Jasper.
On that piece, and then I like that.
Oh, Matthew from
Great
Jasper.
Idea.
All right.
What's up, Matthew?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, man?
I've got some experience with this, and this may have been said earlier, and I missed it, but this has been done in soccer for the better part of 20 years. I think it's, change is always hard for people to accept, but it has worked very well. I think soccer uses it basically as strength of schedule, if you want to look at it that way. Also, I think soccer originally adopted because players, even at the very adolescent level, leave and go from team to team, and the teams can change dramatically within one season, within two seasons. So I know change is difficult, but it really does breed strength and allow teams to recalibrate and then get better. Please don't hang up because I'm not in my truck.
You're all right, man.
All right, well, Dylan can put you on hold so you can listen to our response. So I'm talking to some people now that work at some smaller schools, and the fear for them is it will punish a small school because if you basically what they think is that sustained success in small schools is tougher, and it's cyclical. So they might have a run that could push them up a class or two. And then when it kind of comes back down to size for them and they lose some of those players, now it might take them years to get back down to where they were. So they'll essentially be punished in that aspect, if that makes sense, because they're dealing with when you're a smaller school, it's harder to get that talent in there. So I see both sides of it from what I'm being told and hearing. I think we need to figure out if the playing by the same rules, and I think that the city schools have been able to cheat the system in some ways, not cheat literally, but play by different rules because of what they are in the city, and it's giving them an unfair advantage with some of the counties. That's what I think, and I think maybe you need to look at that aspect before you punish these smaller schools and pop them up and they have to compete for years with bigger classification, bigger populations.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.